It is now time for
the What You Talking About Willis Show.
What you talking about?
What you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
With your host, Ryan Wacky Willis. Idiot. Right here on Call It Primetime Radio. Oh, man. Am I ever going to get over this cold or what? I mean,
jeez, please, give me a break. Oh, I'm sorry. Is my microphone on? Hello, wacky listener. Welcome to the What You Talking About Willis Show on College Primetime Radio. Yes. I'm your host, Ryan Wacky Willis, and this show has got you covered. All things college sports, but come on, you already knew that, or at least you should know that by now. And if you don't, why not? But happy to have you on board today. Oh my goodness, do we have a lot to talk about this week? Yeah, I think we do. Now, I'm always going to find a lot to talk about. That's a given. But this week in particular, oh my goodness. The Final Four was this past weekend. Oh, yes. I just can't get enough of this music by CBS. Oh, man. Yes, sirree, Barbara. It was the Final Four last Saturday. Let's first talk about the best game of the two. That, of course, would be the Wisconsin Badgers versus the unbeaten Kentucky Wildcats. So what have I been saying the last couple of weeks? What's that? You haven't listened to any of my shows yet? Well, where the hell have you been? This is totally inexcusable. I will never forgive you. Singers. Welcome aboard. But seriously, like I said in my intro, what took you so long? Anyway, I've been saying that Kentucky should be national champions if they play the way they usually do, or even if they just play average basketball the rest of the tournament, because they are just that talented and resilient that they should win it all. No problems. Smooth ride.
What you talking about, Willis?
But then I kind of changed my tune last week by saying that I did not really believe that Kentucky could get away with being just average against Wisconsin if Wisconsin played at their best.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that Wisconsin was at their best over the weekend. So the game was tied at 36 apiece at the half. And I was thinking, okay, Kentucky is going to pull away at some point in the second half, right? I mean, come on. They just got to. Their size is going to wear the Badgers down.
Yeah. I'm just not sure about that right now.
So late in the second half, Kentucky was up by 4. And it was starting to feel like, yeah, they were taking control of the game. And so did head coach John Calipari. He said after the game, I quote, "I look up, we're up by 4. I'm like, we're going to win this thing.
Idiot."
Now, I can't fault Mr. Calipari for thinking that. After all, you hadn't lost a game all season. You were trying to become the first college basketball team ever to finish a season 40-0. But then Wisconsin went on a 8-0 run and the Wildcats stopped attacking the basket. Why? I am still trying to figure this out. They stopped attacking the basket. They stopped posting up. They were taking bad shots and not getting any rebounds. How do you not get any rebounds when you have all those big guys, the Willie Cauley Steins of the world? Dakari Johnson, etc., etc. You got all these big guys and you're getting out-rebounded. Wisconsin also forced the Cats into three straight shot clock violations. I didn't even think that was legal in that part of the country.
No.
It seemed Wisconsin could do no wrong in those final minutes. Big shots by Frank Kaminsky. Man, what a hell of a player he is. Sam Decker, Nigel Hayes, and friends. And the Badgers outlasted UK by the final score of 71-64. 38 and done. 38 and one. Perfect. No more, Kentucky. Really, this was an amazing game. The incredible thing about it, for me anyway, was that Kentucky played really well. Check this out for a second. They shot 90% from the free throw line, 60% from the three-point line, 48% from the court, and they only had 6 turnovers the entire game. Yet, they still lost. So, there went my theory of saying that Kentucky could play average or even above average ball and still beat whatever team came across their path. Wrong, Wacky Willis. Wrong.
Yeah.
Badgers move on. Cats go home. Now, coming up, I will talk about what happened after the game when some of the Wildcat players, and in particular Andrew Harrison, did not act appropriately. We'll get into that in a few minutes here. Okay, so moving on. The other matchup in the Final Four. Duke versus Michigan State. Oh, man, was I excited about this game. Now, this was a game I said I didn't think the Spartans had a great chance of winning because Duke has NBA-caliber talent all across the board. Michigan State, and not so much. Not so much. But they went on this incredible run. Didn't have a great regular season, but they made it all the way to the Final Four, and we talked about this last week. Head coach Tom Izzo does not get anywhere near enough credit for the great job he has done over the last 15-plus years at Michigan State. But it turns out I was actually right about what I said about this game when I said I didn't think Michigan State had a great chance of winning. Yay! I got something right! Yes! All right, now I can get through the rest of this week.
Hello.
Michigan State led 14-6 early on, but that was as good as it got for them as they fell to Duke by the final score of 81-61. Yikes! 20-point loss for the Spartans. Not much else to really say about this one. The Blue Devils were clearly the better team. Clearly. Do you want to disagree with me on that?
Well, sure, you can if you want. But you're wrong, okay? I'm telling you right now, you're wrong.
Raffle.
No, but seriously, you are.
Idiot.
Not much else to say about this. No contest. Heck of a year by Michigan State regardless. Tom Izzo, I still admire you. As a head coach, no one expected his team to get this far. They were an 8 seed, but they made it all the way to the Final Four. Nothing to be ashamed of, Michigan State. Good job, good job. All right. Now, before we talk about the championship game, between Wisconsin and Duke. Let's briefly talk about how Kentucky handled their loss against the Badgers. First off, a few of the players didn't shake hands with Wisconsin after the game. I mean, look, I know these are college kids, and I know that they were undefeated all season long. And it's gotta hurt. It's gotta hurt to lose in the Final Four. I get that. I understand being bummed out. But can't you show at least a little bit of class? I mean, all they're asking you to do is shake hands with the other team after the game. It takes like 3 seconds, literally. Shake everybody's hand and then walk off the court. That's all you had to do. But no. A few of the Kentucky players decided, you know what? I am just so pissed off that we lost. That I just, you know, I don't even have respect for Wisconsin, and I'm just going to go right into the locker room. Screw this. I'm out. I mean, come on. I know you're college kids, but I expect that from, like, the Boys and Girls Club leagues. You know? Kids that are, like, in the third or fourth grade, or maybe even middle school, I would expect that from. But come on, you're young adults now. Get over it. Again, I understand being heartbroken and very upset, especially right after the game. But you couldn't even shake their hands. Classless. Absolutely classless, Kentucky. But that wasn't the worst of it. Oh, no, 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 no. You think that's the worst of it? Absolutely not. Then Kentucky sophomore guard Andrew Harrison was heard during the post-game press conference whispering, F that N-word. And again, I'm quoting him, quote, F that N-word. When his teammate Carl Anthony Towns was asked about Badger Frank Kaminsky.
Idiot.
So, first off, the question wasn't even directed at Mr. Harrison. It was directed at his teammate. And apparently he forgot that his microphone was on. And that, yes, they can pick up what you say even if you whisper it. Wow. And it was funny because I didn't even hear about this until the next day. On Easter Sunday, I went over to my grandparents' house and my uncle Kev came in. And he was like, oh, man, did you hear what one of the Kentucky players said after the game? And I was like, huh? No, what? And then he told me, and I was like, dude, come on. No way. Because my Uncle Kev, you know, he kind of has a tendency of exaggerating things or even making up things. So I was like, no, come on. Come on, bro. You're yanking my chain right now. And then I looked it up on my phone right then and there, and I was like, holy bleep. You're right. Andrew Harrison really did say these things.
What you talking about?
A couple minutes ago. These are college kids. And I think we talked about this last week, didn't we? I said, look, sometimes when you're in college, you say things or you do things that you probably regret or you normally wouldn't do. And I'm right there. I just graduated from college last semester, okay? So I get it. I get it. I've done things that I wish I hadn't. But there is no excuse for something like this. I'm sorry. I mean, it was bad enough that you weren't willing to shake hands with the other team after the game, but then you start throwing language around like this. Towards another player who's probably the best player in college basketball, and Frank Kaminsky? How can you condone this? And some of you are going to say, well, he got caught up in the moment. He's a college kid. Their perfect season just ended. I don't care. I don't care. There's no excuse for something like that. Now, I don't know if he's going to get punished for it. I don't know if he's going to be suspended for a couple of games to start next year, assuming that he even comes back and doesn't enter the NBA draft. Who knows on that one? I don't know if he's going to get punished for this, but I think he should. I don't think this has ever happened. I mean, I'm sure players have gone back in the locker room after games and have said things similar to this, but you don't say it when there are TV cameras in your face and there's reporters right there and there's also a microphone right in your face. You just don't do that, Andrew Harrison. So, I don't know. I mean, Frank Kaminsky handled it well. He's like, hey, you know what? It's not even an issue. I'm moving on. That's great. But, man, you just can't say something like that, Andrew Harrison. You just can't. Inexcusable. Kentucky, no class whatsoever. No class. All right. Enough about all this nonsense. Let's move on to the most important thing. The most important game of the year in college basketball. The championship game. I went on record on Facebook before the game saying that I thought Wisconsin would win the game. I went out on a limb.
Idiot.
I stepped my foot out there. I was like, you know what? Wisconsin, they got all the momentum going for them right now. They just beat the undefeated Wildcats. They got to be feeling on top of the world right now. This has got to be their time. I just thought they were the team of destiny.
Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
Really, really thought they were going to finish the job. But what I found funny leading up to this game, and maybe you agree with me on this one.
What's that? Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. Big surprise. Nobody ever agrees with me.
Zong! But hear me out. The funny thing for me is that you really didn't hear much chatter about Duke leading up to this game, right? Which is hard to believe because Duke, well, they're Duke. They're probably the most well-known and most respected
and hated
school in America. Yet, they were being completely overlooked. And that ultimately may have been the best thing that could have happened to Coach K's squad. I mean, how do you overlook Duke? And they have Jahlil Okafor, who will be the first pick in the NBA draft. I keep telling you that every week. He will be. Take it to Vegas.
No, actually, don't do that.
Duke 68, Wisconsin 63. Tyus Jones for Duke, 23 points, 19 in the second half. Grayson Allen, 16 points. But here's the kicker. Jahlil Okafor, future number one pick in the NBA, he had just 10 points. No, you heard me correctly. 10 points for probably. Yeah, maybe I should just say probably. The best player in college basketball. It's probably between him and Frank Kaminsky, right? Just 10 points. And he had foul trouble throughout the game. He played very sparingly in the second half. And that was the big matchup going into this game. Okafor versus Kaminsky. Again, I don't think there's any argument in this. The two best players in all of college basketball. The two big guys. Squaring off against each other during the entire game. And Frank Kaminsky, he not only held his own, but really I thought he got the best of Okafor. And he did. Kaminsky had 21 points. Yet, somehow Duke still found a way to win the game. Badgers had a lead of 9 points at one point in the second half. And that's when I really thought, okay, Wisconsin's just going to absolutely take over. I mean, they're already up by nine. It's in the second half. Duke seems to be a little flustered out there. That's when I really thought that Wisconsin was going to take complete control of the game. And don't forget, I think we talked a little bit about this last week. Everybody on Wisconsin can shoot. Their whole team is just full of shooters. I mean, it's really remarkable. They could probably put the 12th guy on the team out there, and he could probably sing a couple of threes for them, in all honesty. But nope, it was the Duke Blue Devils taking home the championship yet again. Their fifth national championship. And coach Mike Krzyzewski, ooh, I think I said his name right. Oh, I always have such a hard time pronouncing his name. Mike Krzyzewski. Ooh, I don't know if I said it right that time. You get what I'm saying. Coach K. Let's just go with that. That's what I usually call him, Coach K. He's responsible for all five of those championships. All five. I mean, he has to be regarded. I mean, I know he already is. But he not only is the best college basketball coach right now, and he has been for the last, 20, 30 years now, I think it's time to start including him in the discussions of being one of the best college basketball coaches ever. Yes, I said it, ever, right next to John Wooden. I mean, why not? Especially since Coach K has been around so long, and the game has changed and has evolved so much over the years, especially in recent years. Because now you have a lot of these players that come in and play just 1 year of college ball, and then they enter the NBA draft. And Coach K had to adapt with that. It's not like how it used to be, where most of these kids would come to school and they would stay in school all 4 years, or at least 3 years. But no, now the superstars, they bolt for the NBA draft after their freshman year. And Coach K kind of had to accept that and realize that, look, I can still recruit, you know, these top high school basketball players, but I have to realize that I'm probably only going to get them for 1 year in a lot of cases. That's what's going to happen with Jahlil Okafor, right?
Yeah.
The way that he has adapted and has evolved as a head coach is just, it really is astonishing. It just shows how much of a legend he really is. And that's why, in my opinion, he's right up there with John Wooden as one of the greatest coaches of all time. And I think the only reason you may disagree with me on that is because you hate Duke. So many people do. And I can understand that to a certain extent. Me personally, I've kind of always been a fan of Duke. I don't know why. Maybe it's just Coach K. I don't really know. But you got to respect what Coach K has done. Even though probably most of you out there, or wait, there's only one person listening? Oh, that's right. You wacky listener. Hey, Duke. You know what I have to say about that? I used to know this girl in high school. Yeah, believe it or not, Ryan Wacky Willis actually used to be friends with a woman. Wink. Yeah, this old friend of mine, she used to always say, get over it and respect the Dukies. Respect the Blue Devils. They are your 2014/15 national champions. All right. It is time to get to a segment that I introduced for the first time last week on the program. Hashtag Ask Wacky Willis. That is when you are supposed to go on rather Facebook or Twitter, however you follow College Primetime Radio. And by the way, before we get to this, please like our Facebook page, College Primetime Radio. Seriously, I know you have Facebook. Okay? I have two grandmas and two grandpas. They all have Facebook. If they all have Facebook, that means you have Facebook. If you have not already, go to our Facebook page and just type College Primetime Radio. It will take you right to our page and click the like button. That's all you have to do. Click the like button. What's that? I'm sorry, D. You're going to have to speak up a little bit. I'm hard of hearing. What's that? What's in it for you? Well, isn't that the typical question nowadays? What's in it for me? Well, look. Obviously, you like the show. You like college primetime radio. Otherwise, why are you listening? Right? You knucklehead?
Lol.
Just go to College Primetime Radio and click the like button. Please, 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 please. Thank you. Oh, and by the way, if you would like to follow me personally, look me up on Twitter at WackyWillis90. You can also ask me your question there. So yes, hashtag AskWackyWillis. So like I said, I introduced this last week. It's when you post on either Facebook or Twitter a college basketball or college football or just college sports question in general. And I answer it for you right here on the show. So this week, I got a question. That means at least one person is listening. I've been saying that for most of this show. I know at least one person out there is listening. He's got an interesting name. Dexter Jetster. Now, I don't know if this is his real name or not, but isn't this the guy from one of the Star Wars movies? Isn't he like the big chef guy in Star Wars? What is it? The fourth Star Wars?
What you talking about, Will?
Forgive me. I'm not quite up to date with my Star Wars trivia knowledge here. I have seen all the movies, but I'm not a big Star Wars nerd. Yeah, Dexter Jetster. I'm pretty sure that's a Star Wars character. So maybe it's just one of those funny profiles. But regardless, this person asked me a question, and I'm going to answer it because it was a pretty good question. Actually, it's a great question. So here it is. Quote, do you think Kentucky can bounce back next season? End of quote. Hashtag ask Wacky Willis.
Well, great question. I'm just not sure about that right now.
I already mentioned that. Can Kentucky bounce back next season after being 38 and done this year? Absolutely. Absolutely they can bounce back. Even though probably all their starters are going to enter the NBA draft, or at least like, what, two or three of them? Absolutely Kentucky can still bounce back as long as head coach John Calipari is still there. And I see no reason why he wouldn't be. Now, there have been some reports that Calipari might be interested in taking an NBA job sooner rather than later. I'm not buying that. Why the heck would he want to leave Kentucky? They are the Yankees of the college basketball world. He can get whatever top recruit he wants. He's been doing it for years now. He was doing it back when he was the head coach of Memphis. Remember, he had Derrick Rose on that team. When Memphis went on that big run? Yeah, the guy knows how to recruit. He's a great coach, of course, but I think he's an even better recruiter. So, chances are he's going to bring in a handful of kids straight out of high school this offseason. They're going to come in, and they're going to be a great team once again next season. So really, I don't think this whole, oh my gosh, they went the entire season all the way to the Final Four, and then they got their first loss. Oh my gosh, devastation, people. They're never going to recover from this. No. No. Child, please, stop. Kentucky basketball is going to be just fine, as long as Coach John Calipari is still there. By the way, is it Calipari or Calipari?
Idiot. Beats me.
All right, great question, Dexter, and I hope that answers it for you. All right, wacky listener, I think that's all the time I have for today and for this week. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. It really does mean a lot to me. And again, if you haven't already, look us up, College Primetime Radio on Facebook or Twitter, or if there's some possible chance that you're not on either of those social media outlets, please look us up on our regular website, College Primetime.
Yeah.
And tell your friends. Let them know, hey, College Primetime Radio, that's the place to go for all college sports. They got this knucklehead that knows absolutely nothing by the name of Wacky Willis. Tell them that. I don't care. And also mention to them that they can listen to our shows on iTunes, their iPhone podcast app. Every iPhone comes with a podcasting app, so they can find us on there. Or if you're on Podomatic, you can also find all of our shows right there. Download it, tune in, tell your friends. We love you. Starting next week, I will begin discussing the NFL draft. The NFL draft is 3 weeks away.
What's your job,
are you pumped? Are you excited? Of course you are. It's like a national holiday. Although it's 3 days, so hey, it's a 3-day weekend. Raffle. But seriously, the NFL draft is just 3 weeks away. I will start talking about that next week. So be sure you rejoin me. Ryan Wacky Willis from the What You Talking About Willis Show on College Primetime Radio. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. It really does mean a lot. I will talk to you next week. Enjoy the rest of your week now. Bye-bye.